Good morning, friends. This is Randy Bolander on the Weekly Podcast. It is Friday, the 12th of August, 2016, and it is a week of change. Change, how you say? Well, I'll tell you. It's a week of change because school has started for some, not all. Took Zoe today to her first day at her new school in the fourth grade. And I'm telling you what, it was traumatic. There was crying. There was weeping. There was a gripping of the door handle of the car. That was me. Zoe was fine. Zoe was excited and barely got the car stopped before she bailed out. I'm like, honey, do you want me to take you into your class? No, I'm fine. I know where I'm going. Boom. She's gone. She is off to conquer the world. So proud of her. Half a day of school. She's going to rock the fourth grade. Pray for her if you think of it. It's kind of a rough week or two. And we just would love for her to launch school in an excellent way. She's got a great start at it this morning. I'm proud of her. Thinking of time a lot today, and going to give you some times and dates of a couple of things you may be interested in, as well as talk about time in general. This and next Sunday, which I guess would be like the 14th and the 21st, I will be speaking at Hillcrest Covenant in Prairie Village, Kansas. If you are in the area and are interested, I will be there at the 9, and is it a 10:45 or an 11? I don't know. I really don't know. There's two services. They start at 9. Come for both. It'll be fun. No, I'm speaking on Philippians. Plan was two Sundays, two chapters of Philippians. That ain't going to happen. It's going to be Philippians 1 probably for 2 weeks. But I'm looking forward to doing it. We have been there for about a year and a half and have enjoyed the people there, enjoyed the community, and now enjoying an opportunity to speak. So join me, Hillcrest Covenant, next 2 weeks here in beautiful Prairie Village, which is Greater Metro Kansas City. Love to have you. Also coming up September 8th, I will be in Hotlanta for an Evening of Hope for the Atlanta Pregnancy Resource Center. I'll be speaking. It's at the Hilton Northwest, which I presume is somewhere northwest of wherever. I don't know. Hilton Northwest. It is an event you do need to register for. I don't really know how. So look up their website, the Atlanta Pregnancy Resource Center. I'm sure it's somewhere on the interwebs. I'm just going to fly there and see what happens. So it'll be fun. I'll be telling some great adoption stories. Going to be talking about the power of life. It is a fundraiser. We're going to try and raise a ton of money to help save babies right there in Atlanta. Now, like I said, I've got my mind on time today about impact, about how we live our lives right now, and whether we want our impact now or later, or even if we value later. Crazy, oddball, prophetic story to tell you. Stick with me. We'll be back in just a minute. If we only have 100 years to live, if the song is right, and frankly, most of us don't, that means I'm officially middle-aged because I turn 49 tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm not kidding, I was 21 yesterday. I know that makes people old to say that, but everybody who says that knows what they're talking about. I just cannot believe that time has flown by and my own life is just evaporating like a vapor, although the Bible tells us clearly that's what happens to life. It just goes. So here I am on the verge of my 49th, and I'm thinking about time, thinking about my content for the sermons next 2 weeks over Philippians, how he talks about the Lord working things together unto the day of Christ, which means good is coming, may or may not come in your lifetime, but it may come through you as a part of what your life is. It's just made me kind of philosophical about time. And this morning I get up and I'm doing my Bible reading. I'm in 2 Kings chapter 20. And by the way, we have a hammock hanging in the basement. The boys hung a hammock from the rafters. So I decided to go down and have my devotions in a hammock. It's not by the lake. It's in the basement by the laundry machine. But I decided to go sit in a hammock. It is not easy to get into a hammock with a hot cup of coffee and a phone, which my Bible's on my phone. So that was like my chore for the morning. I got in there, didn't dump any, enjoyed it once I got in there, but it was scary. So I'm in my hammock, I'm reading, and I'm in Kings, 2 Kings 20, or as some people would say, 2 Kings 20. And I'm reading the craziest prophetic story about Isaiah and King Hezekiah. Isaiah comes and tells King Hezekiah essentially, your days are numbered. You're going to die pretty soon. King Hezekiah is so pained by this that he begins to weep and he begins to plead. And there's a crazy little phrase where, I got to find it. I got to read it here. I'm like thumbing through it really quickly. Crazy phrase where Isaiah hears from the Lord. And, I got to find it. Give me a second. Isaiah wept bitterly. And before Isaiah had gone out, the word of the Lord came back to him. He's like, oh, the Lord said, oh, by the way, turn back and say to Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus saith the Lord. And he goes on to say, basically, you got 15 more years. You got 15 more years. You can live a little longer. Hezekiah is elated. He thinks this is fantastic. Well, before the chapter is done, there's another prophetic word. And that prophetic word is about invasion. And Isaiah tells Hezekiah, essentially, they're going to carry off even your own sons. There's coming a day when your entire kingdom will be plundered. The Babylonians will come. They'll carry off your sons. And Hezekiah's reaction is so interesting. Hezekiah says, the word of the Lord you've spoken to me is good. For he thought, this is his motivation, why not if there will be peace and security in my days? In other words, who cares what's coming? As long as there's peace and security in my days, I really don't care. My sons are going to be carried off into oblivion or into a foreign country. I don't care. My sons are going to suffer great pain. I don't care because there's going to be peace and comfort in my day. And as I read that, I just was struck. That's how people are living. It's how they're living in regards to debt. It's how they're living in regards to voting. It's how they live in regard how they spend their time. That really, you know, who knows what's coming to our children, but as long as it doesn't happen in our day, we're not bothered. I'm telling you, I don't want to live life so short-sighted that I'm only concerned about my impact with or my circumstances within my own life. At 49, I'm looking at all of my kids that range from 23 all the way down to 1. Now, I'm going to have impact on my older kids, my 23, my 19-year-old. I'm still going to speak into their life. They still, hey, Dad, what do you think about this? And, you know, but honestly, they kind of are who they are becoming. They are adults. But my little ones, generally, they will be what I form into them, and they will look to me for how to live life. If I live life only for myself, and I say, as long as there's peace in my time, I don't give a flying rip about anybody else. I will raise kids that grow up into a dangerous world, but I will also raise kids who only think of themselves. I've been pondering greatly the idea of an outward focus, of living for another age. That means eternity, but also the years beyond ours here on earth before Christ returns, if that actually happens that way, if there is a gap of 20, 30, 40, 100 years. What happens in those years, and how can we impact those years by how we live right now? Think about the decisions you're making. Are they short-sighted? Are you thinking long-term? Are you thinking impact of what you can do now that will make your children's lives better? Don't fall into the trap of saying, as long as there's peace in my time, I don't care. I'm glad people before us didn't say that. Hope you have a great day. We will talk to you next week on the podcast.